Hello and welcome to Nikon Report, your weekly roundup of all the latest Nikon news and all other photographic announcements that we found interesting. It's Constantine here, and here is
Becky.
All right, we're at number 37. Not many news today.
No.
Still waiting for that Z9 announcement.
Imagine what's going to happen when it's actually announced. We're not going to know what to do with ourselves.
I think we will just cancel the podcast. We'll just leave the covers at nine is out.
That's right. That's all you need to know. But news we do have today is that there are offers on some selected Nikon models in the UK. Now, we've got the D780.
Mm-hmm. 180 off.
Yeah. The Z6 and its kits.
180 off.
Mm-hmm. And the Z7 and its kits.
180 off as well. They like £180.
I don't know what the significance of £180 is, but we're glad that they're doing the offer. That runs until the 5th of October. So just a few more days left to take advantage of that one.
Yeah. And what happens on the 5th of October?
Then it ends.
Is that all?
That's it.
That's the significance of this date.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was quite a short savings period, I'd say. It was only like a week and a half, 2 weeks.
2 weeks, and then they'll just say, that's it, the camera's discontinued.
No, it's not discontinued. No, don't start putting rumors out there.
Well, we, we are based on news and rumors, isn't it?
Oh, dear. So if you do want to take advantage of those offers, then you can head over to the Grays Westminster website. They are all live.
I think I'll use a title for our podcast. I'll say Z6 and Z7 are not discontinued.
That's right. Yeah, that will not freak people out.
Exactly. All right. The next one up, Nikon introduces two new Monarch binoculars to bring the beauty of nature to life.
I love that tagline. So they're bringing out two new Monarch series, the M5 series and the M7. So the M5 consists of
three models. Yeah.
I should know, I listed them. 8x42, 10x42 and 12x42. So now the idea behind those is that the exterior has been completely redesigned.
Ooh.
So you've got clean form with straight lines. They do look very sleek.
Yeah.
They look very smart. Optical performance was inherited from the Monarch 5.
Okay, but do they make you undetectable?
No. They're okay. Not sort of like special SWAT
no,
binoculars.
Like a khaki.
Mm-mm.
No, okay.
No, they're in black. They also have extra low dispersion glass, chromatic aberration correction, contrast. They're very high contrast, high resolution. Mm-hmm. The M7s are sort of based off the Monarch 7s. So
okay.
They're the sort of slightly more premium ones.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, the price differences between these two series aren't massive.
So they have four models.
Mm-hmm. Four models. So we've got an 8x30 and a 10x30.
Mm-hmm.
And an 10x42 and a 12x42. That could be wrong.
Okay.
So anyway, there are four models.
Fantastic. And what they say in their press release, they say Nikon Monarch M7 binoculars are ideal for bird and nature watching, stargazing, and host of other outdoor activities.
Bing. Next up, Nikon have released firmware updates for the Coolpix P950, which I didn't realize was a thing,
mm-hmm.
and the P1000 cameras. So they fixed an issue that caused horizontal lines to appear in pictures when taken with subject tracking in continuous H mode in both cameras.
That's a strange issue.
It's a really odd one. What's the P950?
Well, it's the one that is kind of 50 numbers behind P1000.
Right. Because I remember the P900...
Yes, and then they did P1000, which is a bazooka of a camera with a massive lens.
Yes, I remember that one.
Something like 2,700 times zoom or something. So P950 is probably a replacement of P900.
Oh, it's fine. It's there.
It's there.
It exists.
The firmware is out, and you can download it in the links under the video below. Next one up, Japanese news website mynavi.jp predicts that Nikon will release a full-frame ZF due to the success of ZFC.
Wouldn't that be great? They have predicted the body will be based on the F3 camera and the controls will be similar to the ZFC. In terms of specs, they predict Z5 specs, which is fair enough, but I hope that they're a bit more souped up than that, to be honest.
I personally think that if we're going to have a ZF, which is full frame and not C, they should use really Z6 sense, isn't it? Because it's going to be a premium model, so it probably will cost a little bit more than Z6.
Yeah, it needs an IBIS, BSI sensor.
All of them, you name it. So,
yeah.
You know, in the fast readout, just because it's going to be a premium model.
Exactly. And to be honest, the argument of having the DF sensor. Remember, the DF sensor was lower resolution, right?
And yeah, but it was a D4 sensor though.
It was a D4 sensor, but it was like, oh, the reason why, my logic was, the reason why they didn't put 36 megapixels or more was because of the fact that it utilized older pre-AI glass and that you wouldn't be able to, I mean, the lenses would just kind of fall apart on a higher resolution.
That's
sensor.
True.
With the ZF or ZFX, whatever that we want to call it, mm-hmm. that's not necessarily a consideration now because, yes, you can use those older lenses, but
that's true.
That's not necessarily where the camera would be aimed.
Absolutely. And then if you have FTZ2 that will support all the D-type lenses, if the rumors are correct, that would be nice. Now, we also have the native 28 and 40 mil. Yes. And I think if they would release a 40 retro edition at the same time, that would be even cool. So then you would have collectors buying ZFC for the 28, if you can't get it separately, and hopefully you can, of course. And then you would buy ZF with a 40 lens, which will match the design.
Yes, that's fab. I love that idea. Fingers crossed that that is true. I've already had several people asking me if a ZF is coming out at some point and to put their names down for one. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we have absolutely no idea if Nikon will even develop such a camera, but I like the fact that this Japanese website have predicted that it could happen based on the popularity.
Absolutely.
Of
so question for you and then to our viewers as well. What do you expect the price to be?
Ooh.
In a range, let's say two and a half.
Yeah, that would have been my thought because the based on the prices of the Z6 and the Z6 II, they're 2000 body only, or were when they first came out. So yeah, I would have said between 2 and 2.5, maybe 2239, something like that.
Okay. And because it's a full frame, you don't really expect, it doesn't need to be affordable in a way. It could be a premium product. What I'm saying, but you know, yes. So you're not, it's not the same, you're not aiming for the same crowd as ZFC is designed for.
That's right. Yeah.
So you are aiming for people who are a little bit more serious and maybe are willing to spend a little bit more.
Serious. More serious people.
I was like, what do you say? But
serious
about
spenders.
Their photography. I think you would aim a different demographic, I would say.
Yes.
You know, from selfie mode influencers to more of the keen hobbies.
We say influencers like it's a bad word.
Well, it's influenza. So it's like a virus, you know.
Fair enough.
So to people who are a little bit more keen on their photography, but also people who used their film cameras back in the day when they were actually new and want to have that nostalgia feel.
Yes.
So the question to all of you is, how much are you willing to spend on the camera like this? 2,500, 3,000, 5,000, 20,000?
Good gracious. We'd be interested to know. So drop us a comment. We'd love to hear it.
Would you like it to have a special Lenny Kravitz edition of your Nikon ZF? You know, like I had one and it was beaten up. All the it was all like full brass and everything. And they charged like 20 grand for it.
Oh my goodness. Yes, we could do that, but we should have a, I don't know, maybe we
would
can
you
have
like
a Paul McCartney version.
Would you like to have a special Conan Becky edition?
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, what kind of edition is that going to be?
Well, it's going to have
bubblegum pink.
Bubblegum pink mixed with like khaki green.
That's right.
Great color scheme.
Absolutely, and it's going to have a zenith on top.
And it's
going to
have like wooden handles. Yeah. A wooden rewind lever that doesn't do anything.
That's right. And it's going to smell like coffee.
Yeah.
The next one up. Nikon announced the grand prize winner of the Nikon Photo Contest 2020 to 2021.
The grand prize winner of the photo competition was a shot called Radiance by Amin Nazari from the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Mm-hmm.
The grand prize winner of the short film competition, because remember they were doing a film competition.
That's true.
Well, yeah. Was called Escaping from Karma by Ray Kuroda from Japan. And a full list of the winners can be seen in the link under the video.
There's some great photography in there.
Yes.
All right. A bit of financial news.
Fills me with dread when you say the word financials. I'm like, oh no.
All right. So the website, which is called Zarks.com, rated Nikon stock as a perfect mix of value and rising earning estimates.
Oh, that's nice.
So what they say is that Nikon stock may be an interesting play thanks to its forward PE, which is price to earning ratio, all right, of 19.4, and its PS ratio of 0.9, and its decent dividend of yield of 1.1%. So they pay dividends of 1.1%. All right, what is PE ratio? Okay, I've got a quote from Investopedia for you. It's a bit of educational today, since it's a short podcast, so we're going to take all the time for the financial news. So in short, P&E ratio shows what the market is willing to pay today for the stock based on its past or future earnings. A high P/E could mean that stock's price is high relative to earnings and possibly overvalued. Conversely, a low P/E might indicate that the current stock price is low relative of earnings. So what they basically say, that Nikon is a really good company that will outperform based on their estimates, and also provides a bit of dividends, which is nice to have every quarter or so.
Particularly if you're investing in stock.
Absolutely.
You want dividends, right?
Well, get paid dividends quarterly.
Right.
Yes.
Nice.
There are companies who pay dividends nowadays.
That's great.
Per share. So my single share of Nikon is doing really well. I bought it at $7 and it's about $11 right now.
Yeah.
So it's all right. So I made $4 on it. I wish I could buy thousands of them, but it is what it is. Well, personally, I don't go to Zacks.com for my DDs, which is basically, I'm translating your Wall
direct
Street.
Direct debits.
It's a direct debit, but in the Wall Street bets jargon, it means a little tip on investing. So I don't go to Zacks.com for my personal DDs. I go to Wall Street bets, of course. But as an option, it's an interesting article about Nikon and what they do and how, what, let's say, financial company think Nikon will perform.
Okay, so my takeaway from this,
yes,
knowing nothing about these things, is that if you are interested in Nikon's performance as a place, a company, in order to invest your stocks, you should just go to that link, right?
Not a financial advice. But the reason why they look into those, obviously they look what camera produce,
yes,
they look at the future income, and obviously based on the future releases, etc., etc. So it's a prediction model.
Yes.
But it's not just saying that this stock is going to do well. It's what they're saying is this stock is going to do well based on this.
Right.
So, and that means performance of the company. You see? And what they say is overall company, including all the branches, including photography, videography, and obviously, you know, all the health issues, you know, medical stuff, is actually a good company that makes a lot of money.
Fantastic.
Not a financial advice.
Not financial advice. Right. Next up, something that I do understand. Viltrox released new firmware updates for their Nikon Z mount lenses. So they've released firmware updates for the 24 1.8, the 35 1.8 that we talked about whenever they were announced, which was not that long ago. And essentially the firmware updates optimize focus performance, prove lens stability, and add some bug fixes. So if you have either of those non-Nikon lenses, then head over to the link on the Viltrox website or in the description box that we'll include.
It would be interesting how the autofocus actually improved, because obviously initial reviews of those lenses came out on the internet now.
Yeah.
And I just want to know how much the actual improvement is in, let's say, autofocus speed.
Yeah, yeah.
So absolutely, it's very similar to, let's say, when Nikon released the Z6 update and then suddenly the autofocus was a lot faster.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Now we have a fun one for you, and thank you to Brian for sending this over to us. Ilford announced a few new products.
Oh yeah, we saw some.
Yes, we saw some in the reel.
Yeah, in Birmingham.
In Birmingham. So first up, they have a pop-up darkroom coming towards the end of 2021. But it says Q4. Does that mean next? Does that mean January to March?
I think they mean it not in financial terms. I think it's just actually
calendar.
End of the year. Yeah.
Okay, so it's coming towards the end. It's just in time for Christmas. So the Ilford pop-up darkroom is the perfect solution for film photographers who want to print their negatives and otherwise may struggle to convert existing spaces into suitable working darkrooms. The external metal frame is approximately 2.2 meters tall when erected and should fit in most standard ceiling height rooms in European, American, and Asian homes, while still creating a workable 1.3 by 1.3 meter space to print while standing or seated.
That's true. Maybe I should sell my outdoor shower curtains, the pop-up shower, and just buy one of those now.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, you will have seen a little glimpse of this on our vlog at the photography show. We managed to see this in person.
Yeah, me developing my imaginary film Con 400.
That's right. Yeah. And it includes a small vent so that you can include air extraction tubes. It's got a loop to hang a safe light on it. It can be easily folded down. It's completely opaque material.
Okay, so, and you can do it in the field, obviously, which is a really good thing, but it's good to have vents out because those chemicals are quite smelly as well.
Oh, they are indeed. They also released an Ilford 35mm gift calendar. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Like, how many times do I have to say gift calendar? It's a 12 days of film calendar, and it includes, it's the ideal present for the film enthusiast in your life. Or the perfect way to treat yourself. I like the fact that Ilford included that. This gift set includes a fantastic selection of Ilford and Kentmere 35mm 36 exposure black and white film, as well as a few other fun items all hidden behind 12 doors. So forget the chocolate advent calendar.
That's true. It's almost like a gin calendar, but with film inside.
Exactly. Don't try and drink the film. Right. And then last up, they've got a new Ilford and Patterson Darkroom Starter Kit.
Yeah, collab.
Yeah, we also saw this. I don't know if you noticed it. It was at the photography show in those big boxes. So following the success of the film starter kit launched in 2019, Ilford and Patterson have once again collaborated to create this darkroom starter kit. Making traditional black and white prints in a darkroom is one of the most enduring and appealing aspects of film photography. I would actually not say that it's one of the most appealing aspects of film photography, but it's certainly a fun thing to do. And the kit is essentially an affordable way to start making prints and negatives.
But, you know, I do find that it's a quite a meditative process.
Sure.
It's because it's nice and quiet. You've got a bit of red light going on. And it's just so peaceful.
Soothing.
And even when you talk to people in the dark room, if let's say if it's a big one, let's say you're somewhere at the university, you whisper to each other because it's dark.
Mm.
You know, you can speak loud, but not everyone is super quiet and
it's
whispering.
A safe space.
Absolutely.
Put some Enya on. And
exactly. Now, I personally welcome all the revival of film and this just renaissance that we're having right now with all the film. I think we should make our own film at some point, either black and white. Or colour, you never know.
Would be nice. We're looking at ways to make it happen, but anyway.
One day, we're going to get million subscribers.
That's right, when we hit 1 mil. We're not far off 10K, you know.
We've done 9K the last week.
Amazing. Thank you to all of you new subscribers. We love you very much. And we would love for you to tell your friends about us. 10K subscribers is the next target.
Yeah.
I think we'll manage that.
What are we going to do? Are we going to...
We should have a celebration.
Yeah. We just going to go on the bender.
Coffee bender. Oh, we did that.
Coffee festival.
On Friday. It was great.
In our review section, we have a review from Imgen Resource, and they do have ZFC review there. And they're asking, is Nikon's stylish new camera more than just a pretty face?
Yeah, this is their hands-on review. They've got sample images. They've got all kinds of speculations as to why the ZFC is not just a pretty face. So go and have a little look at that if you have a moment.
And decide for yourself.
Right. Now, for your weekend read and watch segment, the Lens Rentals podcast, Roger Sakala explains MTF testing.
Yeah.
Riveting. You
know, remember those MTF charts that people look at and say, oh, that's really nice.
They get so excited.
And they have no idea what they're all about. They just saw the line and then the green and blue and yellow and it all looks gorgeous. So if you actually want to know what those charts do and how they use the test benches and how many samples they have to go through, do listen to that podcast. Lens Rentals is the largest photographic equipment renting company in the United States. So I do recommend just listen to their podcast. That this content is really, really interesting. The next one up. If you'd like to see Nikon cameras and lenses being used in space, flick a channel, which is called Nathan Johnson. And it's a chap who's using D5 with a bunch of lenses, such as 28 1.4E or 58 1.4G lenses, has a bunch of images from the International Space Station.
How cool. Last week, we mentioned that Nikon School is starting a new course called Remote Shooting with Rishi and Neil from Nikon. We now have a trailer so you can see what to actually expect on this course. It's on the Nikon Europe YouTube channel. We will include a link in the description box, but worth having a look in case that course is of interest to you. Thank you very much for watching and or listening. Please do give us a like and a subscribe if you're on YouTube, and perhaps a follow and maybe even a review if you're listening on one of our podcast platforms. That would be great.
There's so many of them right now.
Yes.
You've got Apple Podcast, you've got Spotify, you've got
Anchor.
Amazon Anchor.
Mm-hmm.
You've got all of them.
Yep.
So do leave us a review.
So much choice.
Who knows? Maybe we'll make a business out of it.
Maybe.
One day.
Otherwise, we'll just do this in our spare time.
Absolutely. But in the meantime, we are on the internet, and Instagram, I think, is the thing nowadays.
Instagram is where the cool kids are at.
Yeah, not a TikTok.
Nobody says that. Nobody says words like cool anymore. It's just not.
No.
Anyway, I'm on Instagram at Rebecca.
Do they say how do they say wicked? No, do they say dope?
Wicked is like...
Is it?
Sick.
Sick.
I think it's sick.
Sick man.
It's sick man.
Okay.
I can't get away with that. I'm too old for that.
Your account is so sick, Becky.
I feel like it's poorly. So you can find me on Instagram at Rebecca_Denezi. You can find Constantine.
At Constantine Koshkin.
Nice and simple. Please go give us a follow over there. We occasionally post pictures.
Every now and then.
Sometimes.
Sometimes we do take pictures.
We do. Have a lovely week, all. We will see you on Friday for a live stream.
Bye-bye.
Bye.